Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, a joint effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and the FAA Safety Team, the FAST Team. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Tom Evans, president of the Florida Flight Instructor Association and FAST Team lead representative from Tampa, Florida, who is today's host.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the studio rooftop. We've got the best of all duties up here, and we're going to have some fun with it. With me, we have Colonel Christian Morse. Is that
Morse?
And it's delighted to have you up here. The Civil Air Patrol, we dearly appreciate, because they're the ones that come out looking for us when we forget to close our flight plan.
And every one of our missions is to do that.
Yes. Give us a little bit of background from you, Colonel.
Well, for myself, actually, I've been in the Civil Air Patrol. I started as a cadet when I was back about 13 years old, which is more than about 5 years ago. Progressed through the cadet program, which actually got me involved in aviation. My dad was a big proponent of aviation, served in the war, so he thought it was a great segue for me to get in and get involved. So it led to a corporate aviation career and to a commercial career that I have today.
Mm-hmm. And the Civil Air Patrol has been around for a long time. What was it inception? How did it get started?
Actually, CAP dates back to just before the beginning of World War II. It was chartered in December 1st, 1941. Served the United States as Homeland Security during the war, protecting the East Coast, looking for submarines and any other threats to the East Coast of the United States. Then after the war, it actually became the Air Force Auxiliary, which it still serves as today. Today there's roughly about 58,000 members nationwide. We've got 3,900 here in Florida.
Mm-hmm. And you're really part of the Air Force, as we know it, auspices under their direction in some instances?
Actually, we've got three major roles. One of the roles is emergency services, and that's where we go in status, so to speak, as the Air Force Auxiliary.
Mm-hmm.
We perform probably 85% to 90% of all the inland searches for aircraft. We do disaster relief for the state. But yes, we do function as the official auxiliary of the Air Force.
Now, you're part of the Florida wing. You're out of where? Headquarters, and you're looking to move to a new headquarters in the future?
Actually,
what's going on here?
Actually, we are. Our current headquarters is at Coast Guard Air Station, Miami. We've been there for several years. And we're actually looking to build right here. We feel a great partnership with Sun and Fun, certainly with the FAA facility here, which we've had a long-standing relationship with. It's central to the state. It's along a good infrastructure for our membership and for the state. It gets us closer to Tallahassee, which we work very closely with as well. So, yes, we're actually willing, hopefully by the time we come back here next year, we'll have a building here in coordination with Sun and Fun.
Gotcha. And all those that are looking in worldwide, those that are interested in the Civil Air Patrol, Colonel, what would you suggest to them?
www.gocivilairpatrol.com.
Oh, I didn't hear that. What was that again?
www.gocivilairpatrol.com.
I think I got it that time. Now, a cadet, they actually, you recruit them from that website, page?
We do recruiting from the website, of course. We do recruiting for the cadet program through the high schools, through events like this, through county fairs, local airports. So we try to recruit from just about every median we can. We've got a good national volunteer magazine. We also have our drug demand reduction program here that works with our cadet program to give youth an option to keep them off drugs, keep them drug-free environment. We work through the schools with that. We try to recruit it from all mediums.
Mm-hmm. And Colonel, how strong is the Air Patrol? What was the last membership number you saw?
Right now, like I said, nationwide, we're around 58,000.
Wow.
The split between the cadet program deals with young adults from age 12 or the sixth grade up through 21. And that represents roughly about 40 to 45% of our membership. The remaining membership is adult membership.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the cadet program basically is a ROTC style membership. We work, we wear the Air Force uniform. We work through the same core values as the Air Force. And it gives, you know, the young adults and the youth of America, especially those that are involved and interested in aviation, a segue either into a career in aviation, a military career with any of the services. And it gives them kind of a good feeling for, it gives them some direction in their life that's aviation oriented.
Mm-hmm. And there is a commitment here, isn't there? It's time and probably a little bit of money to make this work.
It is. We say it's a volunteer organization. We, you know, you kind of volunteer in and you volunteer out, but it's a commitment anytime else. Mm-hmm. It's it is good volunteer work, and we accomplish good things.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I said, just from a background, like I said, the three main missions of the Civil Air Patrol are aerospace education. We do that both internally and externally. Internally through our membership, and externally through the communities, through some of the high schools, through some of the partnerships with EAA, with AOPA, through the FAA. Actually, one of the things we hold here annually with your production studios, our National Check Pilot Standardization Course. We've done that, I think, for now 18 years here at the facility. We absolutely tremendously appreciate the support the FAA and your facility is giving us. So that part of the aerospace education, there is a cadet program, which again is from age 12 or 6th grade through 21. There are a lot of benefits to that. We actually hold glider encampments. We will hold powered solo encampments.
Mm-hmm.
We work with the Air Force in certainly a lot of their facilities, be it engineering, be it the Space Command. We also have an international air cadet exchange. You'll probably notice the British air cadets are here.
Yes.
Helping out. I think last year we sent U.S. Civil Air Patrol cadets to, I want to say, about 15 countries.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, when I was a cadet, I went to Germany.
Wow.
Their air cadets come here. We send their air cadets there. That's kind of one of the capstone programs that the pilots or that the students can be involved in. We do some flight training for our cadet membership.
And those that are listening in, the burning question is, will I ever get to fly an airplane? Well, how would you answer that, Colonel?
Absolutely get an opportunity to fly an airplane. I said part and parcel to our cadet program is orientation flights. We try to get all of our cadets both glider and powered orientation flights, which can lead to them to go ahead and start flight training.
Mm-hmm.
While we don't provide free flight training, it's certainly at a reduced rate available only to our cadet membership. To get them down the road to a good career in aviation, be it civilian or military.
I think that's great and wonderful. As we wind this up, what would you like to leave our guest worldwide here? What would you like to have them know about the Civil Air Patrol?
It's a great volunteer organization. Like you said, we work with the state, we work with the federal government, we do disaster relief in our emergency services. We support the local communities, the state, and the nation. Come help us and volunteer your time.
Great. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes the Rooftop Studios. My name's Tom Evans. Again, thank you so much for joining us here at Todd Linder Field, home of the Sun and Fun 2010. We'll be switching now back to our main studio.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, a joint effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and the FAA Safety Team. Please visit our studio website at faaproductionstudios.com to hear past programs.